With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 18 deaths are already blamed on a major winter storm that's been working its way up the East Coast over the weekend, and now it's cold weather coming in from behind.
An Arctic siege has taken over our state and many other states across the nation.
And that is New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who said this storm is, in fact, one for the record books. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says that President Trump is monitoring FEMA's response.
President Trump also quickly approved 12 federal emergency disaster declarations within 24 hours for the states of Arkansas, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia, enabling these states to access critical federal resources to supplement their response efforts if needed.
And sadly, that storm is already blamed for 18 deaths. Officials in most of the affected states encouraging people to stay off the roads if they possibly can. In dueling news conferences, federal and state officials offered starkly different messages about the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he spoke to Alex Pretti's family, the man who was shot.
The world knows how he died. He died at the hands of ICE agents on the streets of Minneapolis. They want us to make sure we said how he lived. So to Michael and Susan, our deepest sympathies, but you have my commitment to continue to tell that story.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt presented the administration's position.
Saturday's shooting remains under active investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI. The Customs and Border Protection is also conducting their own internal review. As President Trump said yesterday, the administration is reviewing everything with respect to the shooting, and we will let that investigation play out.
This is SRN News. Alliance Defending Freedom has unveiled its legislative agenda.
The Christian legal group hopes lawmakers at the federal and state level will take action on a number of issues in 2026. ADF is calling for efforts to curb the sale of abortion pills, stop the promotion of transgenderism, and protect the right of parents to raise their kids in accordance with their religious beliefs. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says, quote, "We still have a long way to go, but we are hopeful that we can continue to achieve lasting victories this legislative season." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hailing the arrest of three people accused of invading a Minnesota church this month to protest President Trump's immigration policies. Doug Wardlow of True North Legal says, quote, "The U.S. Department of Justice has acted decisively by arresting those who coordinated and carried out this terrible crime." Attorney General Pam Bondi says the DOJ is pursuing a civil rights investigation in the incident. This is SRN News. Critics of President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill passed last year claimed that it would drive up the federal deficit. But new federal budget data for the first 3 months of fiscal year 2026 shows that revenue has been climbing without an increase in the deficit.
Those revenues increased by $141 billion, or 13% more than at this point last fiscal year. The biggest contributor to the surge was individual and payroll tax receipts. As the Unleash Prosperity newsletter points out, quote, "The rationale behind allowing companies to deduct their investments in factories, equipment, machinery, and research and development was to stimulate business investment by reducing the tax penalty."
As correspondent Ken Lorman reporting that the strategy seems to be working. The latest Atlanta Fed Bank report shows that future tax revenues will be higher than expected and that revenues are so high that the deficit is falling, not growing. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.